I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, you are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. My next guest is Ruth Richardson, Minnesota State Representative, District 52B, and CEO of Planned Parenthood North Central States. I don't know if you've known, but as 2023 starts, Planned Parenthood continues their longtime services with a changing political landscape, most notably the overturning of Roe versus Wade over the summer. This is the situation that State Representative Ruth Richardson now faces. This past September, Planned Parenthood of the North Central States announced that she would take over the organization from outgoing CEO Sarah Stace. Representative Richardson, who won a re-election in her seat in November, joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Ruth. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. My goodness, you are now CEO of Planned Parenthood North Central States. How do you feel?
I feel very hopeful and excited for what we're going to be able to do together. It's been a hard year, and we've got some challenges, but we're up to those challenges.
We have to be up to those challenges. And I really hope that you will say yes to this question. I'm wondering, have you just heard from so many people from all over the great state of Minnesota, as well as some of the surrounding states, to hear about you taking over as the CEO? Have you heard from so many people?
Yes, I have had an incredibly warm welcome to the organization and have just had good wishes and good tidings from the five-state region. So I'm very grateful for that.
We are very grateful that you are here. My goodness. So as you look at where you have been and now where you are, what does that feel like to you?
Yeah, you know, thinking about 2022 was a hard year for a lot of reasons.
Amen.
And in some right? And in some ways, it was really unrelenting. You know, you alluded to Roe v. Wade being overturned, something that people saw as 50 years of, you know, of law that they didn't anticipate would be overturned. And so, I think with that overturning, it really created this really shifting landscape that we find ourselves in, where we're watching the courts, right? We're watching state legislatures and really just sort of understanding what this is going to mean for the long term.
And the long term, we know about it. We have stayed, you know, fiercely making sure that we know everything that's going on. But it's important. It seems like it's impossible to know everything that's going on when it comes to what you are doing now. And I'm just wondering, have you put together the teams that you need to really surround you to help bring all the information that you need? Because that is really a challenge, whether you are in corporations, small nonprofits, that sort of thing. It seems like women are having a harder time to get to the information they need in order to make a big, huge difference.
Yeah, there are definitely challenges to accessing healthcare and reproductive healthcare services. And so we've really been focused on ensuring that we are able to help people, get to their appointments, you know, our abortion patients, continuing to provide mental health services, cancer screenings, STI screenings and treatments as well, and expanding our telehealth services because we know how important that access to healthcare is. And we also recognize that the abortion bans that are popping up around the nation, they don't ban abortions for everyone. They only ban abortions for people who don't have the means or the opportunity to travel for their health care.
Wow, I did not know that. I'm so glad that you told us that. That's important information. I'm curious to know, though, you are an attorney as well from Mendota Heights, and you are the first Black woman to lead Planned Parenthood in the region. That's remarkable. I don't know how you went to sleep after you found out you had this job. I lost sleep just for you.
Yeah, there. You know, it's humbling to be the first, and there's also a lot of responsibility that comes with being the first as well. And you know, as we're looking forward to 2023, we're just really focused on ensuring that we are breaking down the barriers for people to access their healthcare and their critical reproductive health services, because it's so important.
You know, speaking of those that have been breaking down these barriers, I know so many. I grew up in Gary, Indiana, and I am telling you, in a Black chocolate city, there were so many families that were really engaged in the conversation around abortion. And, you know, it was our mother's stories and our grandmother's stories that made a difference. And I know your stories that you heard from your mother and maybe some of the other elders of the family must have really made a change in you. Why is it that sometimes there are those that can do it. They can do more, but they won't do more because they don't have that set of stories. They don't have that connection with the elders and their loved ones throughout the decades. And I'm just curious to know if there is a way that you are considering making sure that people know these stories in order for them to be able to act on them.
You know, our stories are so important. And our histories and our legacies. My great grandmother was a traditional Black midwife. And, you know, growing up and hearing, the stories of the work that she did when, you know, they talk about catching babies, but, she did a lot more than that, right? Those traditional Black midwives, they were really, important pieces of the community. They were prayer partners. They were loan officers. You know, they provided marital counseling, all types of things that really helped to kind of keep communities connected. And so the push out of those Black midwives, we continue to feel that impact today. And I just think that it's so important, because when the stories that I grew up hearing about, you know, births, and they weren't all exciting, fun, happy stories. There were a lot of stories of trauma that were built out within that as well. And as we kind of fast forward to today, and we see that these abortion bans are popping up around the nation, it's important to understand the research tells us in states that ban abortion, we see maternal mortality rates increase. And when we know that Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes, and this is a long-standing issue that we have within our community, we know that it's important to tell those stories so that we can break down those barriers to ensure that people have access to the full range of healthcare services that they need.
Wow. So as we move forward, as you move forward in this incredible, important position that you're in, I'm just curious to know, what is the first or the next, I should say? You've been working so hard for so long. I'm just curious to know, what is next for Planned Parenthood and for you?
Yeah, you know, as we are going into 2023, we are going to continue the work that we're doing to ensure that people can have access to health care. We've seen a 13% increase in patients traveling outside of our region to Minnesota and some of our surrounding states to access abortion care. And so we're going to continue to provide those patient navigators who really serve as travel agents to help to ensure people can get to those appointments. We're going to continue providing mental health services and working to break down the stigma that we see that impacts not only access to abortion care, but also sexually transmitted infection, screening and treatments as well. And health equity is going to continue to be top of mind. You know, we believe that health care is a human right, and it's our responsibility to ensure that people can access the care that they need.
Speaking of access, I'm wondering if people want to donate, because as we hear more and more about what we should be doing, I think one of the best things we can do is donate. Where would people go? What should they go to in order to donate to Planned Parenthood?
Yes, you can come to our website on Planned Parenthood North Central States to donate. In terms of ensuring that we can continue to provide the services that we provide in terms of access to abortion care, cancer screenings, STI screenings, and mental health services, we would love to have that support, and it's needed now more than ever.
It is needed now more than ever. I commend you for doing what you are doing. If there is one last question I would have for you, is there anything you are most worried about in this new position?
You know, as I think about the worries that individuals who are facing barriers to accessing care, that's something that definitely weighs heavy, because we know that there are disparities and that there are inequities within our communities that can really be barriers to people being able to reach their optimal health. And so that commitment of health equity is one that weighs very heavy, but I think it's also an amazing opportunity for us to really be thinking about not only increasing access across our region, but ensuring that we are breaking down the barriers for those who are facing barriers in their own state as well. It's a heavy responsibility, but it's a commitment that we are going into 2023 focused on ensuring that we can succeed on.
Well, one thing I know after speaking with you is that your shoulders are very strong. And I know that, you know, you in that song, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains. This is what you're doing. That's important. And I am so happy that you are in this moment, in this position. And if I can help in any way, please don't hesitate to contact me. Please don't.
Oh, I appreciate you so much, and looking forward to walking this journey with you. And thank you for all you do to lift up our communities as well.
All right, Ruth Richardson, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.